Would all of our guests in the chamber and Senate members, as well as our guests in the upper gallery, please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From the 143rd Psalm we read, "Let me hear of your steadfast love in the morning, for in you I put my trust. By your grace, O Lord, my faith is strengthened, and although we sometimes miss the mark of what you desire of us, you patiently wait on us to do the things you require of us. Instill in us the sense of honor and faithfulness that is like yours, and teach us to be faithful and patient with those you place in our lives as you have been for us. In your holy name we pray. Amen."
I pledge allegiance to the flag Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Libela, Luchtmeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
A quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, ninth day, Monday, January 27th, 2020. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment.
President Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close. Senator from Boone renews his motion that the reading of the journal be waived to be approved as though being fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Introduction of guests. Senator from Platt.
That's very kind of you, Mr. President. On my right and your left, we have some very special guests joining me today from my district. We have Girl Scout Troop number 2801. We have Ashley Batchel, Alexandria Bray, Elizabeth Larson, Lauren Criswell, Heather Bray, Madison French, Rebecca Criswell, Sloan McGuire, Shiloh Welk, Lindsay French, Jennifer Larson, and Sarah Welk. They're from Platt County, and we're actually here this morning to testify in the Rules Committee on a piece of legislation that I filed. And I would just ask the Senate to join me in making them feel very welcome.
These guests from the Senator of Platt, please rise. Would the Senate welcome them today? Senator from the 11th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of special guests.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. It is my pleasure to introduce somebody who has, I think, one of the coolest jobs in the entire state of Missouri, Mr. Bob Kendrick, who is the president of the Negro League Museum, which this year, this February, in a few weeks here, will be celebrating its 100th anniversary of the founding of the Negro League Museum, or the Negro League. We were actually sharing some stories. I was actually fortunate enough to go to the inaugural dinner for the opening of the Negro League Museum, but I would encourage all of my colleagues, if you have a minute, to stop and talk with him. He is a wealth of knowledge when it comes to that era and the athletes and everything else, and the stories are phenomenal. And he is charged with a big responsibility of keeping the legacies of Satchel Paige and Buck O'Neill alive, and he does a fantastic job. So if the Senate would help me welcoming...
Let's welcome this very special guest to the Senate chambers today. Senator from the 4th District.
Mr. President, I rise for introduction of special guest.
Proceed.
My esteemed pleasure to introduce Dr. Matthew Bingham, who is third.
It would help, wouldn't it? Well. Just hold it. It is my esteemed pleasure to introduce Dr. Bingham, Matthew Bingham, who is serving as our physician of the day and who is a proud resident of the 4th Senatorial District. Dr. Bingham is an anesthesiologist currently on the staff of St. Louis Mercy Hospital and has been practicing for 22 years. Please welcome our physician of the day, Dr. Matthew Bingham.
Let's welcome the physician of the day to the Missouri Senate. Senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. In that same vein, I would like to introduce all of the anesthesiologists that we have in the building today, the Missouri Society of Anesthesiologists. I believe has been coming to the building, I don't know, 6-7 years now. And I would just say that if any of our colleagues would like to take a somewhat controlled nap, perhaps they would like to see some of these individuals who keep us safe whenever we are having those medical procedures done. Mr. President, if we could just welcome the anesthesiologist.
Let's welcome the anesthesiologist to Missouri State Capitol today. Please rise. The chair would like to introduce some very special guests. On behalf of the senator from Cole, I have with me today the number one Chiefs fan in the state of Missouri, from Versailles, Missouri. He is accompanied by his father, former State Representative Chuck Pryor. I'd like the body to help me make feel welcome. And he went on a mission to tell people how much of a fan he is and that he'd like to go to the Super Bowl. And thanks to a lot of folks, including the Walmart Foundation, he and his brother and his dad are going to go see the Chiefs win the Super Bowl. Please help me welcome Dustin Pryor. Introduction of guests. Senator from Webster County.
Mr. President, on your right and my left, I have some special guests that got up early this morning to be here. I have Matthew Todd and his son Gabe. Gabe's very much interested in government and stayed up to last night till 9 o'clock watching the House Budget Committee work through their process. We'd like for the body to make them feel welcome, please.
Let's welcome these guests from Webster County to the Senate chamber today. Senator from Barton.
To your right and on my left, I have some very special guests out of Cass County. They're all here from Casco. That's a Casco, I think it's Casco Industries now, but it's an area workshop we used to call sheltered workshops. And they're going to meet, they may have already met with you. If they haven't, they're going to meet with you. We have Robert Greenwood, who's the executive director. We have Tiffany Hinton, who's the target case manager. Shannon Jeffries, who's the individualized support manager. Shauna Hasek, who is the environment of care manager. Sue Hilton, who is the finance manager. And Joe Barron, who is the community resource manager. Would the body please join me in welcoming...
Let's welcome these folks from Casco to the Missouri Senate chamber today. Senator from Barton, may the chair inquire of you?
You may.
You might want to tell Joe he needs a little more enthusiasm in promoting Casco.
We need a little shot
of energy to a fantastic facility that I've toured with them, and they do great service in your communities.
Tried to fire him up.
Let's fire him up. Introduction of guests, the senator from Dallas.
President, I have a special guest.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. In front of you and behind me, I have a special guest visiting this morning. It's Laura Bodkins from Lebanon, Missouri. And if everyone would please help me welcome her to the Senate chamber.
Please rise and let's welcome these folks from Dallas County. Introduction of guests, the senator from Cape Girardeau.
President, introduction of special guests up in the upper gallery. We have Chuck Telly and the bail bond agents from Missouri. Please give them a warm Senate
welcome. Would these guests from the center of Cape Girardeau please rise, and would the Senate welcome them today? Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution.
Please send your resolution forward.
I move that the reading be waived as it has been distributed.
Hearing no objection, the reading shall be waived.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that, request that the rules be suspended for the purpose of taking up the resolution for adoption.
Hearing no objection. Senator, would you care to explain your resolution?
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, I have five use of the chamber resolutions that we're going to push forward for various groups. They're going to use the chamber between now and the end of the year, so we'll be doing that. Five different ones here momentarily. This first one is for the 2020 Missouri Youth Leadership Forum on July 16th, 2020. And I'd move for the resolution to be adopted if there are no questions.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County for the adoption of the resolution. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Close.
The Senator from Boone renews his motion that the resolution before you be adopted. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution has been adopted. Senator from Boone.
For the resolution, I'm sending it forward. Move for the reading to be waived as it has been distributed.
Send your resolution forward. Hearing no objection, the reading shall be waived. Senator, would you care to explain this resolution?
Thank you, Mr. President. This resolution is to allow the Missouri Girl State organization to use the resolution, use the chamber on Wednesday, June 24th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and I would request that the rules be suspended for the purpose of taking up the resolution for adoption.
Hearing no objection, the suspension shall occur. Does any senator desire to be heard on the motion offered by the senator from Boone on this resolution? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone County renews his motion that the Girl State adoption for use of the chamber be adopted. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the resolution. Senator from Boone.
Mr. President, I have a third resolution. I'm sending it forward. I move that the reading be waived as it has been distributed.
Hearing no objection, the reading shall be waived. Send your resolution forward. Senator from Boone, would you care to explain this resolution?
Thank you, Mr. President. This is for the Missouri YMCA to use the chamber on November 12th through the 14th and again on December 3rd through December 5th. And I request that the rules be suspended for the purpose of taking up the resolution for adoption.
Hearing no objection, suspension shall occur. Does any senator desire to be heard on the adoption motion offered by the Senate of Boone County on this resolution? Hearing none, Senator from Boone, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone County renews his motion that the resolution allowing the YMCA to use the Senate chambers be adopted. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted this resolution. Senator from Boone.
Mr. President, I have a resolution. I'm sending it forward and move that the reading be waived as it has been distributed.
Hearing no objection, the reading shall be waived. Please send it forward. Senator, would you like to explain this resolution?
Or to allow the Missouri Catholic Conference to use the chamber on Saturday, October 3rd from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and I request that the rules be suspended for the purpose of taking up the resolution for adoption.
You've heard the motion. Suspension. Hearing no objection, suspension shall occur. You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on this resolution? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone renews his motion that the Catholic Conference be granted use of the Senate chambers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution has been adopted. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have one final resolution. I'm sending it forward to move that the reading be waived as it has been distributed.
Hearing no objection, the reading shall be waived. Send your resolution forward. Would you care to explain this resolution, Senator?
Thank you, Mr. President. This is to allow the silver-haired legislature to use the chamber on Thursday, October 22nd, Friday, October 23rd. In the interest of time, I will not make a joke about the senator from Barry and his honorary participation in this legislature, and I would request that the rules be suspended for the purpose of taking up the resolution for adoption.
Senator from Barry was paying close attention to that motion. You've heard the motion from the Senator Boone County. The rules shall be suspended for the purpose of this resolution to be taken up immediately. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Boone County renews his motion that the silver-haired legislature be allowed to use Senate chambers various dates throughout the next calendar year. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. That resolution has also been adopted. The order of business is resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from the fourth.
President, I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation required.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 936, introduced by Senator May, an act relating to video lottery.
Introduction of bills, the senator from the 5th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please
no explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 937, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to expressions of speech.
Introduction of bills, the Senate from the 2nd District.
I have two bills.
Please send your two bills forward.
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 938, introduced by Senator Onder, an act relating to credentialing on health care practitioners by health carriers.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 939, an act relating to the interpretation of insurance laws.
Introduction of bills, the senator from the 24th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
At this time, there is no explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 940, introduced by Senator Shoup, an act relating to an extreme risk order of protection.
Introduction of bills, the senator from Barry County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 941, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to savings accounts for higher education expenses.
Mr.
Senator from Barry, would you care to explain this piece of legislation?
Not at this time, but it has nothing to do with the silver-haired legislature.
Thank you for clarifying that, Senator. Senator from Callaway County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation is necessary at this time. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 942, introduced by Senator Riddle, an act relating to licensing requirements for certain health care providers.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Dallas County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have one bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation is needed at this time.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 943, introduced by Senator Crawford, an act relating to patient restraints.
Introduction of bill, Senator from the 14th District.
Have a bill.
Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill. Senator, would you happen to have two bills in that stack? Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 944, introduced by Senator Williams, an act relating to unanticipated out-of-network medical care.
Senator, would you care to explain this bill?
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 945, introduced by Senator Williams, an act relating to unlawful discriminatory practices based on sexual orientation or gender identity.
Senator, would you care to explain this bill?
Not at the moment, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. The Senator from Jefferson County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Please send your two bills forward.
There is no explanation needed at this time.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 946, introduced by Senator Whelan, an act relating to buyers of precious metals.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 947, introduced by Senator Whelan, an act relating to alcohol trade practices.
Introduction of bills. The chair, Senator from Cape Girardeau.
I have one bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 948, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act to authorize the conveyance of certain state property.
Introduction of bills. The chair would seek unanimous consent to introduce some very special guests. I'd like the body to help me welcome to my right and your left. We have with us today Tony Dill, who is a state representative from 1967 to 1979, and his wife Donna Dill, his son Kevin Dill, his daughter-in-law Susan Dill, and his grandchildren Connor Dill, Brianna Dill, and Maggie Dill. Kevin is a graduate of my alma mater of Chaminade, and Connor is a sixth grader at Chaminade, where he has a principal named Philip Roan, who may be the brother of the senator from the 13th District. Would these guests please rise, and would the Missouri Senate help me make them feel welcome in our chamber today? The order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you call from the Secretary if there are messages from the House, and if so, I ask that they be read.
There are messages in the House. Madam Secretary, please read those messages.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 2033, entitled An Act Relating to Eminent Domain. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 1450, entitled An Act Relating to Controlled Substance Offenses, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully submitted, Dana Rodeman Miller, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of Senate concurrent resolutions.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be second reading of Senate concurrent resolution. Senator from Franklin.
President, could you please refer SCR 39 and SCR 40 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics?
They shall be so referred. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Can I inquire the Senator from Platt?
Senator from Platt, he yields to an inquiry.
Reluctantly, I do, Mr. President.
He excitingly does.
Thank you, Senator. I was tasked with wasting time while your follically challenged counterpart was getting to his desk
with your doppelganger.
He was getting his introduction ready, but it seems as it is ready. I was going to talk about the Chiefs. We will do that probably at some point in the next day or two and try to figure out whether or not we should, how this body should celebrate when they win the Super Bowl this Sunday.
I am very much looking forward to that inquiry, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Senator from the 8th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I seek unanimous consent to introduce special guests.
Hearing no objection, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my right and your left, lined up on the bench and standing on this side of it, is the Missouri Korean War Veterans Memorial from Kansas City, and they are supported by the Kansas City Korean War Veterans Chapter 2, Korean War Survivors. With today, if you'll raise your hand when I say your name, is Board Chairman Deborah Schultz, Vice Chair Bob Kofen, Treasurer Dan Turner, Yvette Clifford, Dave Dethridge, Paul Rojas. Paul is a board member and a former member of the Missouri House. Al Lumex. Thank you, sir. He's the commander of the Korean War Veterans Association. Yong Kim is on the advisory board. And then Walt Schley is the commander of the Military Order of the Purple Heart. We're having a hearing today on Senate Bill 656, which is to make the Kansas City Korean War Memorial the state Korean War Memorial. And these folks have come down to testify. They served our country at that time. And I'm thankful and blessed that they came today, and I ask the body to give them a warm welcome.
Let's welcome these Korean War veterans and their guests to the Senate chamber today. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming. Without objections, we'll go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business shall be announcements. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on General Laws will be meeting in the Senate lounge upon recess.
Thank you, Senator. Announcements. Announcements. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand in recess until 2 p.m. this day.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand in recess until 1400 this day.